What's up, people? You already know what time it is, man. It's your man, Big Up, man. And as you can see, man, I'm sitting here with my motherfucking champagne, man. And you know what happened? You know what happened when you drinking champagne, don't you? That means you should be celebrating something, man. You know, a lot of times, you know, y'all be drinking shit, you know what I'm saying, just because. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, too. But today, man, this is something that's very important to me, man. Not just to me, man, but to anybody that's followed Big Up, man, or followed my journey, man, and, you know, seen the growth I've made, you know what I'm saying, in this short period of time, you know, man, is just to let you know, man, and encourage you to always continue to live out your dream, man. You know, it's a lot of things I want to touch base on, but I'm not going to really get into all that today, man. I just wanted to share this moment with y'all, man, because, you know, it's kind of because of y'all, man, that I sit here right now, you know. But at the same time, with me saying that, man, it's also because of the belief I had in myself, you know, that no matter what, man, you know what I'm saying, no matter what I had to go through, I knew that happiness and a sense of accomplishment was going to be at the other side of that pain. You know, in the beginning, man, when I first started this out, man, you know, I didn't really know what. You know, I just know, man, I wanted to be great, man. But I figured out, man, you know what I'm saying, what's better being great than being great for people? Because, see, you get to accomplish two things at one time, man. You know, you get to accomplish a sense of happiness within yourself, man, to overcome things. But at the same time, man, you give somebody else a sense of belief that they can do it. If they just get up every day and they just put the energy into their life, man, they could turn anything around. But you have to have that belief in self, man. I preach that all the time, man. You have to have that true belief in self, man. And you're going to have to be willing to go through some things, man, to get to some things. Because like I told you in the last post I put, man, there is no death without pain. But yeah, man, so you know, man, I just wanted to come to y'all, man. Because like I said, I wanted to celebrate this day with y'all, man. I wanted to celebrate this sense of accomplishment with y'all. Because, you know, y'all being a part of this journey as well. Whether physically, spiritually, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You being right there alongside me. So yeah, man, you know, it's here. The book, man. The book is here. It's ready. It's I can touch it now. I can touch it. You know, back one time, man, I used to be talking about this like, man, I'm going to write a book. And I ain't even have nobody to write this book. And oh, yeah, hold on. Let me stop right quick. I like to thank my partner, man, who helped me do this, man. Sean Poe. You know, if it wasn't because of Sean, man, he stepped down, man, and came over, man, and we chopped it up. And during that time, we was able to establish and build a friendship that will last forever now. Just by sitting down and communicating and me sharing my life with him, you know. And then he started sharing his life with me. And we became friends and brothers throughout this process. So I'd like to thank Sean, man. Sean Pobio, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for being dedicated and committed to this process, man. To see me, you know what I'm saying, bring this thing to fruition, man. So, yeah, you know, because I believe in always, you know, giving people their roses, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of time we like to fill ourselves up and think that, you know, it was just us that got us through. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people played a part in this, man. You know, I like to, you know, thank people, you know, that I might have hurt to get to this point in my life. You know what I'm saying? I apologize. I hope that, you know, my corrections in my own life is something to let you know how sincere I am about this apology that I give to you today. You know, to my children, to the mothers of my children, to my mother, my sisters, you know, aunts, cousins, everybody, you know. Everybody, I just like to say thank you for just staying down, believing in me, even when you could have turned back and said, fuck it, and just did, you know, but you did, whether it was from afar or whether it was up close. I understand why you did and you had to do what you did, man. But like I said, man, this is just about belief, man. Like I told you, man, I give a fuck about how a motherfucker feel about being uncle. You know what I'm saying? Because that motherfucker ain't paying my bills, and I ain't waiting for him to pay my bills. You see what I'm saying? So what they think and feel, man, that shit has no motion in my ocean. You know, let me put it like that. It ain't got no motion in my ocean. It don't move nothing in my life. You know, I get up every day, man, because I believe in who I am, because I want to be better in my own life, man. And so I put the energy and I put the effort into making sure that shit happen. You know, to my wife. Oh, man, you know how we rock, baby. You know, she right there behind the camera, man. Y'all can't see her, but she right there all the time. Staying 10 toes down with me. We ain't have shit, you know what I'm saying? We just got them trying to stay down for each other, man, and believe in each other, man, and trusting each other, man, and you know, here we are now, man, married, you know what I'm saying? And she here with my accomplishments, I'm here with hers, you know, we that's how we do, man. You know, we build each other, man. We ain't tearing each other down, man. What use are we to each other? We toe down, and we ain't got no, man, ain't nothing. So to my wife, man, you know, I love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. You know, so yeah, man, I just wanted to come to y'all, man, today, man, and just share this moment with y'all, man. But hey, you know what we here for, man? Shit, I told you, man, we working over here. Whether it's the Wake and Bake Show, my website, you know what I'm saying, or other things I got going on outside of that right there, or just supporting each other one-on-one, man, we working over here, man. I'm telling you, man, this shit is real. This shit is real, man. And what's happening, man, is real, man. Ain't no make-believe, ain't no faking it, or ain't no pretending, ain't none of that, man. What you see and what you get, man, when you tune into me, man, is realness. Because like I tell you, man, shit, I ain't trying to benefit off you, man. The only benefit I get off of you is seeing you succeed in your own life. Seeing you become great so you can help somebody. Man, I don't need you for nothing. You know what I'm saying? For nothing, man. Just for your support, man. You know, and sometimes you're going to find out that it's going to be people in your life, man, that ain't going to give you that support that you need. But, man, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, they were pretending anyway. You know, pump faking. Someone, they just couldn't wait. They couldn't hold on long enough. You wasn't materialized. You know, you wasn't goddamn putting nothing up for them fast enough. And that's cool, too, man. But like I always say, man, just focus on who in the room, man. Fuck who ain't in the room. You know what I'm saying? Just focus on the people that's there for you right now. The people that has been there to support you, man. So that way, man, you can be happy about that instead of worrying about, oh, man, you know, man, we supposed to be kin folks, man. They ain't support. Man, I wouldn't give a fuck. Hey, look here, man. Let me tell y'all something. First of all, I'm going to get this straight. Everything that I'm doing now is for later on. Y'all get a chance to enjoy it now, but it's really for later on, man. It's for when I meet some corporate company and they want to see what do I have besides a podcast and shit. Man, this is what this for, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's for my happiness. You know what I'm saying? This shit make me happy. The fact that I got this, the fact that I did this, I accomplished this. I made this happen, man. I did this right here, along with friends and family and other people like that that encouraged me to believe in myself. You know what I'm saying? I did this to my man, Brandon. Little bro, love you. You know how we rock, man. You know how we rock. You know, man, if it wasn't for you, man, shit, I wouldn't even be on this shit. No podcasting. I'd still be talking behind the table. So my little bro, Brandon, hey, man, you already know. Cheers to you, man. You not left out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we can do this all day. But like I said, I ain't going to do it all day, man, because, hey, me and my wife finna celebrate this, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just got them sitting back, reminiscing, thinking about everything we done went through to get the way we at, man, to let us know we can go even further. And that's how I have to be in your life, people. See, you only went through that so it can show you what you can go through later on. But you have to believe in yourself like that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have to keep this kind of energy up. You can't just be feeling this kind of way every time you do something, and then when it's over, what you feel it down, you got to carry that shit on into the next move. Shit, you see how I do. Man, I stay on go mode, man. Because I know every day I got to get up and battle another motherfucking mission. Shit, because I know where I'm trying to be in my life. I can see it clearly, people. I can touch it. I can taste it. I can feel it. I've been there already. I had to come back here so I could complete the mission. But yeah, man, like I said, hey, you know I do this shit all day, people. But we ain't going to do that. We're going to get to what's important, man, because I know y'all like, man, what's in the box? Man, y'all know what's in the box, man. Shit. I ain't got to tell y'all that right now. Hey, y'all know I'm fresh. Hey, boy, look at this, boy. Stay mad. You know, ain't nobody fresh in the big podcasting, man. Nigga might have a tennis shoe app, tennis shoe thing. He might talk about tennis shoe, but I'm talking about from head to toe. Keep it going. Consistently. Just like my work ethic. You know what I'm saying? Stay fly, man. You know what I'm saying? Come. Man, y'all trip anyway. I ain't going to do it like that. Oh, you know, it's right here, man. Boom. Boom. Here you go, people. Here you go. What you been waiting for? What you been waiting for? Right there? Huh. I told y'all. For all the non-believers. This one for you. I'm going to let you soak it in. Now, that's a whip, man. Fuck that shit, man. This one was for you and everybody that supported me, man. Like I tell you, man, fuck a player. People be talking about, man, make your haters your motivators. Man, I'm not giving no hater no goddamn promotion or shit I do. It ain't because of no hater that I'm successful. So, man, fuck making a hater your motivator, man. Make that motherfucker the goddamn road and burn out on their ass. But don't never give no hater no motherfucking goddamn checkpoints, man, for shit you do in your life, man. And another thing, man, look here. I ain't finna tell you, oh, I shouldn't even be here. Bitch, I got up every day and did everything I needed to do to be here. Why would I even make that statement? Because that's what a hater been telling you, and you brought into that shit. Man, fuck that, man. I'm in here because I got up every day and I did exactly what I was supposed to do in my life to be here, man. And to be here is to know I'm going to be somewhere else later, greater. Man, I'm going to stop fucking with y'all like this, man. Because like I said, man, this your man Big Ump, man. And you know I do what I do every day, man. And that's nothing, preach love, preach personal power, goddamn personal success, personal motherfucking strength, personal motherfucking effort. I could give less about anything else but you. But the most important thing, you have to feel that way about yourself. Because Big Ump good over here, man. You see it. Look good. Feel good. Smoke good, drink good, eat good, love good. Man, y'all better stop playing with me, man. I'm just all good every day. So before I go, man, like every time I go, hey, shit, if I know me even better, man, y'all should say it for me. Hey, that's my celebration. So on the count of three, y'all say it for me. 1, 2, 3. And that's a motherfucking... That's right, that's right. Y'all are be. So peace, man. Celebrate, celebrate, and continue to celebrate for your man Big Ump. And the motherfucking Wake and Bake Show.